Okay, so picture this. It is 8:30 on a Monday morning, and you're waiting for your friend to come pick you up for work. You guys decide to carpool together because your car is in the shop. It's 8:40, and he's still not at your house. You decide to call him, and then you figure out that he's already at the office and he totally forgot about you. Frustrating, right? We heard the old saying of love holds no records of wrong, right? But what does that mean exactly? So on today's episode, I'm joined with my lovely co-host, Kristen Stevens, as we discuss how love shouldn't hold records of wrong in your friendships, in your family, your romantic relationships, and yes, even with your personal relationship with yourself. Trust me, you will not want to miss this week's episode. So let's go ahead and cue the introduction. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host and coach, Byron Pringle. And today we are recording episode 32. And as always, I am joined with my lovely and most talented, beautiful co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hi, guys.
We are very excited for you guys to tune in this week and listen to our podcast. Real quickly here, I do want to apologize. We were having some technical difficulties last week on episode 31. We did get that out a little bit later in the week. So if you have not had an opportunity to stream episode 31, I'd highly recommend it because it is a part of this month's miniseries on love.
Yes, and everything that love is.
Yeah, so today we are recording an episode called Love Holds No Records of Wrong. So we're very excited to record this episode because I think a lot of people can relate to this episode's topic.
Absolutely. I mean, how many times have you ever gotten into an argument with a brother or sister and they bring up something that you did 2 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, again, we can all relate to that. And sometimes when we get into a situation, rather if it's an argument with a friend or a family or a your romantic partner, it's easy to pull out the, well, you remember what you did 2 years ago, February 19th on 2019. Yeah, I remember that.
It's in my Rolodex. Yes, I wrote it down.
You wrote it down. So the one thing we want to talk about is how love does not hold a record of wrong. And if it is with a friend or family or in your romantic relationship, or most importantly, with yourself too. I know there's times when I feel like I let myself down because of something I did 2 years ago, and I'm still kind of holding on to that burden or that mistake that I did. And honestly, with love, with self-love, that's something that we have to just kind of get over. And I know it's easier said than done, but when you look at something you did a couple years ago compared to where you're at today, we got to look at the growth curve on it. Like, you take it as a learning experience versus something that you beat yourself down with.
I think it's easier to let go of the wrongs from other people than it is to let go of your own wrongs sometimes.
No, I agree 100%. And it's so easy in today's world to hold a list of, you know, wrongs. Rather, if it is from someone else, holding grudges, that's another thing too. Or, you know, just like, hey, I wanna try to lose weight, but, you know, I tried that a year ago, and although as much as I really love Twix candy bars, somehow I just always feed into that that need. And I always turn back to, you know, getting into junk food or, you know, skipping out on my fitness hours or whatever it might be. But realizing that there is an opportunity to start again with a clean slate.
Everyone in your life is going to hurt or disappoint you in some way because we're human.
Yeah.
But I think that you always have a choice. You can either hang on to that and decide to throw it up in their face later and use it against them, or you can choose to try to move on from it and let it go. Now, I can speak from personal experience with a family member of mine.
Okay.
And this person was abused by his father, and not like he was emotionally abused, and he also beat him as well when he was very young.
Oh God. Yeah.
So his father eventually did, as he got older, come to him and say, "I'm really sorry about what I did to you growing up. I'm sorry the way I treated you." Mm. But this man that's in my family could not let go of it. He could not move past it. He could not forgive him. And to be honest with you, it eats him up every single day of his life.
Yeah.
And he can't move past it. And because of that, it causes him to have a lot of problems with other relationships with other people, because he constantly wants to go back to that abuse and talk about it. So not only does it interfere with the relationship that he's trying to have with his dad, mm-hmm. it's also destroying the relationships he's trying to have with other people.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I can see from his viewpoint and how one relationship like that can be very toxic and can also bleed into other existing or future relationships. You know, the thing is, the world isn't a pretty place. There's just a lot of dark space in our world that we live in. So that's, while it is difficult to, you always got to find the silver lining, because it's always easy to find the dark.
And you're really good at that. You're really good at finding the silver lining.
Yeah. I've always tell people, like, you know, your glass is half full. That's my perception. Others' perception might be, hey, my glass is half empty. Always find the good in every situation. And that situation, while, you know, his dad was not in the right mindset.
Right. He was wrong for doing what he did. Absolutely.
Right. But while he probably came to his right mindset and understood that what he did was wrong, and he went and took at least a step forward in the right direction to rectify it and acknowledge that he was wrong, and, you know, so that they could possibly move past and start building a relationship based off the broken pieces from his childhood.
Right. But, it, you know, holding on to things that people have done to you, I think it's like a cancer for your soul. You know, it eats away at you. It robs you of the joy that you could possibly have. And I think a lot of times forgiving somebody is not really for them. It's for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if forgiveness is a canceling of a debt, whether that's an emotional debt, financial, whatever, you know, yes, it's great to do it for the other person, but you're also allowing yourself to heal when you forgive somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually the first step in the process, is accepting what you've done and accepting, you know, here's a big part, ownership in it, and how can you fix the matter at hand. You know, again, you know, I mean, when we talk about love holds no wrongs, no accounts of wrongs, you know, sometimes you might be on the receiving end. You might be on the other side of the table. And, you know, if it is something that, you know, maybe it's something you did wrong a couple years ago. Maybe you ended a relationship with a friend. You know, you decide one day, you know what, that's not settling well with me. And maybe that one friend does miss you, in fact, and, you know, she or he just doesn't know how to approach you. But it takes that one time you reach out to them through a text or through Messenger, and you start that initial conversation. And how well that paves from where you're at now to the relationship that you could have.
I definitely agree with that. I think not being able to move past what someone has done to you, or even what you've done to somebody else, if you try to make it right, can definitely damage the path you're trying to take to have healthy relationships in your future.
Yeah. So one other thing, Kristen and I, we were having supper before we started this recording session here. And one thing she did mention at supper was boundaries. And by goodness, like, that is a whole different can of worms. But it's also very essential too. Because when we're talking about moving into relationships, having those boundaries. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Kristen?
I think that a lot of people use love, mm-hmm. and saying that they love someone or thinking that someone loves them, kind of use that as a get out of jail free card. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have a spouse that is abusive towards you, and it's, I'm sorry. And you're trying to keep no record of wrongs. However, they continue to do this abuse to you. You know, I think that you can forgive them, but also decide that you're not going to be in a close relationship with them at the same time. I don't think that forgiveness means continuing to get to allow someone to wrong you over and over again. To me, that is not what it means. And if you're talking about loving someone, well, if you truly do love someone, friend, family, significant other, you're not going to intentionally, you know, just continue to wrong them over and over again. So you won't have to keep a record of wrongs, because someone that loves you is not constantly just using you as a punching bag. Someone saying that I love you is not an excuse for them to consistently wrong you.
Yeah.
And vice versa. You saying that you love someone is not an excuse to allow them to wrong you over and over again either. Like, at some point you have to have boundaries. It doesn't mean you don't forgive them,
right?
But you do have to have boundaries.
And that's the thing, the term "I love you" gets thrown around a lot these days. It blindsides you, especially when you potentially have a romantic relationship with someone, and they throw that term out, and, you know, maybe you do catch feelings with him or her, turn a blind side, and they say, "Well, you know, I love you. I'm sorry I did that, but I love you." And then it happens over and over again, you know, and, you know, where do you stop?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, where do you draw the line in the sand, essentially, and say, you know, enough is enough? Like, if you truly do love me, you know, why would you put me through these trials? Why do you put me in a position where I have to question, you know, your actions? And the thing is, like, you know, you're an adult. You should be able to take control of your own actions. And, you know, take ownership in those actions and understand, most importantly, besides those two points, that how your actions can affect those that are around you. Because what I choose to do every day doesn't necessarily affect me per se. Now, again, if I was a, you know, a single man living in a loft apartment in New York and I wasn't in a committed relationship and I didn't have kids, that'd be one thing, but...
Sorry, you know, buddy.
Ship
has sailed.
Way gone. But being in my position, being a coach, a podcaster, community leader, a loving, providing boyfriend, and a father of three wonderful boys, you know, I have so much that's around me. I need to take in consideration what I do every day for them as well, because it's not just me. And, you know, if we think about it, you know, the choices we make every day, like, what are we doing every single day that could be impacting those lives around you?
And I think too that, you know, when you can love someone but still not put yourself in a position where they hurt you over and over again,
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to put distance between you and people that you love, not because you're keeping a record of wrongs, but because you realize that they are not going to treat you with the same love and respect that you are willing to treat them.
Yeah. No, I get that. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's one thing that we did want to talk about was with the records of wrong, you know, establishing and understanding boundaries. And most importantly, you know, being in a relationship, you know, again, rather if it having a relationship with a significant other partner, with your family or your friends or whomever, you know, understanding that they also have boundaries and then you respecting those boundaries. Because that's who we are. We're good, common, decent people, you know, and I'm sure that for those that are listening to this podcast, you know, I mean, you would, you know, understand and respect that too, because you understanding and respecting other people's boundaries, you would want those people to understand and respect your boundaries. It's like one thing I always, I coach my employees on is we train people how to talk to us. So if we allow people to come in our lives and take our wrecking ball and just, you know, knock us down a couple pegs and we allow it, then those people subconsciously thinks, well, it's okay. You know,
yep.
Byron allows it. Kristen allows it. So therefore I can continue this behavior towards them and it's acceptable. In all reality, it's not. You know, understanding and laying those boundaries out and understanding that, you know, while people may come in our lives with good intentions, they might not leave our lives at whatever period that might look like with the best intentions. Hey, you! Yeah, you! The one laying in bed! What do you think you're doing? Don't hit that snooze button! When you hit that snooze button, you're giving your dreams or goals permission to wait. Having a strong morning routine sets a tone for your day. It better allows you to have control over your schedule rather than your schedule controlling you. As we start each day fresh, we can better focus on what is in front of us, how to prioritize your time, and ultimately increase your productivity. When you sign up for the Rise Up Morning Routine program, you'll discover 1. How to increase your productivity, 2. How to plan more effectively, 3. How to become more agile, and 4. Learn how to unlock your mindset to make more money through your current career or through the business you're starting. Join my program by heading over to our website at www.coachwithbyron.com/coaching and sign up. I will then send you free information about this amazing, life-changing 21-day program. So what are you waiting for? Today is about over with and it is 10 a.m. So go ahead, head over to our website and sign up and we'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, keeping no record of wrongs does not mean you allow yourself to be a doormat or a punching bag.
Yeah.
That is not what that means. It means you're not constantly throwing things in someone's face.
Yep.
And using it against them on a regular basis. But it does not mean that you allow yourself to be abused over and over again.
Again, I know we keep going back to the scripture in 1 Corinthians about holding no record of wrong. And, you know, absolutely, we don't want to. Because if I say I legitimately love you. So if I go to Kristen and I say, and I'm looking at her right now, so, and I say, I love you.
I love you too.
So, regardless, she makes a mistake tomorrow or whatever. She says something, she does something, and is by out of accident, you know. And in a month or 2 months down the road, if we have a disagreement on something silly, I'm not going to bring up what she would do tomorrow. Because that's not love.
Like ripping a bed sheet.
Yes. I still don't know how you did that.
I'm telling you, it was a weak spot. I put my knee down, it ripped, and I went and tested every other part of the sheet, and it did not do that.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm sure our listenership is wondering. So, last night, Kristen, yeah, I'm sitting in bed, just, you know, going through some DMs and just wrapping up my business day. And she literally puts her knee on the bed sheet of the bed and she tears it. I don't know how.
And I've never seen that happen in the history of anything.
So.
And I have beat myself up all day about this.
It's not that big of a deal. It's just a bed sheet.
Well, and that's true, but it has bothered me all day to the point that I went and was like, What did I do? Am I getting on the bed the wrong way?
Is there a right way?
I mean,
you don't want to crawl in bed facing the other way, right?
I mean, I guess, but I went through and put my knee on different parts of the bed sheet and no rip, just in that one section. So today I went and bought new bed sheets because I felt so bad about it.
So again, with love holding no record of wrong, I'm not going to be like, she'll be like, hey, what do you think about buying these pillows for the couch? And I'm going to be like, no, because you got bad taste and decision making because you crawled in bed one night and you ripped the sheets.
You'll just rip the pillows. Yeah, you'll
rip the pillows from there. Yeah. Oh, something silly like that. But again, you know, just to kind of summarize and wrap things up here. Again, if you do legitimately love, you know, your folks, your friends, your, you know, your significant other, you know, even with yourself, you know, don't beat yourself up or others
over torn sheets.
Over torn sheets or whatever might have happened a year ago. Again, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm not a perfect person. Like, I'm not. Like, I've had a few people reach out to me through my coaching services, and they're like, you know, Byron, you're a perfect guy. And I'm like, I am far from perfect. I appreciate that. I really do. But I'm not, you know, I'm not a perfect person. Like, I don't walk on water. You know, I've had my shares of ups and downs. And, you know, while there are times where I'm sitting here like, you know, why would I be able to put myself in a position of putting myself out there, you know, starting a coaching business? Or, you know, why would anyone listen to me behind, you know, this microphone and my podcasting because of the things I've been through? It's like, you know, no, like, you know, don't beat yourself up. And it's like I tell people, like, take it as a learning experience and use it to your advantage. You know, don't hold things against people because they screwed up, because, I mean, we've all been there. We've all had our times and our errors, and, you know, while it's easy to point out the wrongs, let's start pointing out the good.
Absolutely. Keep a record of the good things that they do for you.
You know, honestly, with that mentality, just that mentality alone, again, focus on that silver lining. Focus on the good. I think after a while, it kind of drums out all the negative. I mean, let's be honest, you know, with everything that has gone on in the media, you know, it's easy to focus on all the negative, and it's just so common to look at the negative in today's society. But when we step back and we focus on the good and everything that's going on, and again, you know, maybe your significant other is really trying to really step up his or her game, you know, focus on the goods. You know, he or she is waking up every morning with you, having coffee. Maybe he went out there, started your car. You know, just all the small little things that do add up. And I think after a while, you know, someone might make a mistake, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, you fudged up. But look at all these little things you've done. And I think, like, subconsciously, we do all these little good things. And yet, when we don't really think about, but when we make a mistake, like it's something very minor, you know, maybe it's something that wasn't intentional, we beat ourselves up. Just some food for thought.
Can I give a movie recommendation?
Go for it.
This just came to me.
Okay.
So, we're talking about keeping no records of wrong. Okay. And we talk a lot about, I think, about significant others. There is, actually, it's a series of movies called Why Did I Get Married, I think.
Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah, and I believe it's Tyler Perry. But it, like, I think the first one I watched, these couples go to a retreat. They basically, it explodes. Like, they implode. It's terrible.
They implode?
Not like a star. Okay. Like, imploding on stuff. Like emotionally, they implode. Okay.
Okay.
So, they go, fights, and they keep bringing up stuff the other one has done over and over and over, throw it in their face. And Janet Jackson actually plays one of the couples. She's a wife of one of the couples, and she's also a relationship therapist.
Okay.
Well, two of the women in the group of friends are wanting to divorce their husbands, who are honestly not bad guys.
Okay.
Over things that have happened. So she tells them, make a list of all his good and all his bad. And if the bad outweighs the good, fine, go ahead and get a divorce. But if the good outweighs the bad, which it will, then try to let it go and move on. So, I don't know. That just really always stuck with me. I saw that movie like several years back, and it definitely stuck with me. So, if you're looking for something about relationships to watch, I recommend that.
Absolutely. I don't think I've seen any of those. Pretty good. Yeah, I've heard of Tyler Perry.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay. Well, guys, I think that is going to wrap up our mini-series for the month here. So,
woohoo!
I really appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedules and listening to all the episodes here. Again, we're going to revisit our first episode for the month was self-love. And so we talked about while self-love is really self-acceptance. And then we started talking about First Corinthians chapter love. We talked about love is patient, love is kind, and with love holds no records of wrong. So next month here in March, we're going to start a new mini series on money. So we actually have a couple of guest speakers lined up to join in on this subject. So a couple of individuals that have more experience in money management. We do have an individual that's going to be coming on the show. He is actually a very successful entrepreneur. He's working in a seven-figure business. So he's going to share his insights on how he got started from point A to where he's at point B now. And then we also have an individual that's going to be coming on later on in the month of March. And he is actually a finance manager at a bank here locally. So he's going to be talking in terms of lending and how you can put yourself in a better position prior to visiting your local bank on setting, you know, trying to maybe getting a loan or help refinance. So a lot of good information coming down the pipeline here in the coming month, March. So if you're like, well, almost just about anybody that can take free money advice and learn how to maximize your savings and how to kind of reinvest in that nest egg, then definitely next month will be your mini series. So
I'm excited.
I'm very excited because this is going to be the first time actually we have some live guest speakers on the show. And one other thing too, before we depart here, before we cue the conclusion, if you guys want to leave us a voice message, it's a new feature that's through Anchor FM. Go over to our landing page, anchor.fm/coachwithbyron. There's a little message tab there. It does allow you to leave a 3-minute voice message. If you have something you would like to share with our audience, with our existing listenership on, you know, maybe something resonated well with you with the episodes, or maybe something that you really want to share, maybe it's a story or a quick inspirational quote, whatever it might be, because we definitely want to encourage, obviously, listenership for one, but two, engagement is a big piece of it. Is, you know, while Kristen and I are sitting here behind our mic, filling our hearts out because, you know, we love this and this is a passion of ours, and how we would love to coach individuals to become the best version of themselves. But we also would love to hear from you and, you know, whatever you'd like to share. And yeah, go ahead, head over to our landing page. Again, that's anchor.fm/coachwithbyron. Leave us a message. I will listen to it, and then I will get back to you through a direct message and how we can implement that into our upcoming episodes. All right, friends, that is all the time we have on today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're on, go ahead, take a quick minute to interact with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to press that subscribe button at the top and scroll all the way down, leave us a rating or review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, just simply press the follow button to continue your listenership with us. Then finally, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and take a picture of yourself listening to this episode and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Coach with Byron. The only way we grow is when you guys share our content through grassroots marketing. And I'm going to leave you, like I do at the end of each and every episode, to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys, and we deeply appreciate all of you, and we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.